All right. Hi, everybody. Sorry about the computer glitch for a minute. Gosh, it's dark in here. I think the lights are on. Hope everybody's doing well. I'm excited about getting back to doing office hours. I haven't done them in a few weeks. So I'm going to tell you all how this works, okay? Because I suspect we have some new folks here. Oh, goodness. My stuff all over my screens. Okay, so here's how office hours works. There are no appointments needed. Think of it like a walk-in health clinic. Okay, this is a walk-in weight loss clinic or coaching clinic. You can either post a question in the Q&A box at the bottom of your screen, or you can raise your hand to ask me your question in person. And you, not sure how you raise your hand. I guess there's a, you raise your hand. I think there's a menu at the bottom. I don't have the little hand raising menu because I'm hosting the call, the little hand raising icon. So if you want to talk to me, you can, press that little raise your hand and, Zoom will tell me that your hand is raised. So for instance, there is someone. Jessica says there is a bottom. There is a button on the bottom of the screen when you scroll over. Yes, thank you. So I'm not going to check the chat a lot. I will check the Q&A between hands that are raised and between talking to people and whatnot. So yeah, that's pretty much how this works. It's very informal. We can talk for a couple of minutes or 10 or 15, depending on what you bring to me. And we'll just keep this moving along. I'm here till 8 o'clock. You can come and go as you'd like, and you can catch it on the replay as well. So MJ has her hand raised. I'm going to go ahead and bring you on camera, MJ. Hey, I'm unmuting you. Hi.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm great. Super excited that the tribe is open and everybody is in, and I'm just so excited.
You know what? This time, instead of doing the newbie group, we just brought them straight into tribe, and I love how everybody has jumped in and is so excited about seeing them. It's just been, it's been an amazing, amazing thing, I think.
I know. I was a little worried about it. I love it, though.
I love it, too. And I think it's super helpful for them, too, to see you guys and to see all the successes that you guys have. And you're before and after. I was floored at. I don't think I would not have recognized you.
I know. I'm so excited about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's going on with you? What's up?
Goals. And I was so excited that you were hosting office hours since Corinne just coached you on goals.
Yeah, she got me, didn't she? So what's wrong with goals?
No, there's nothing wrong with goals. So I have had a goal for weight loss since I was like 12.
Okay.
And so now I will be 45 and I no longer have a weight loss goal. I have a maintenance goal, which is way different. Yeah.
Okay. Why is it different?
It's a little bit, well, so I've been doing the four circles and I've been writing it down every day. So January the 11th, my goal was to be at 175, which is my goal weight. And I met that several weeks ago. And so now I'm in my range. So like this morning I was at 179, which is still in my range. And I'm super excited about that.
Okay. So,
but I still am writing 175 by January the 11th on my four circles. And so I wrote my goals for 2019 and I have five of them. And, like, I don't know. I mean, I feel like I'm still writing 175, but if on January the 11th, I'm at 177, I'm still in my range. It's not a failure for sure.
But it's not really a goal, is it?
It's not a goal. No, you're exactly right.
Right.
But maintenance is one of my goals. So do I continue to write it?
Well, that's think about it. If maintenance goes in the result line of your model,
okay,
right, what actions do you have to do?
What I've been doing all along.
You have to keep doing what you've been doing all along, right? I think that's the key. You know, there's no, you know, back to cupcakes every day or
exactly,
you know, whatever. I don't know. Cupcakes every day might have been my thing, or cookies or whatever.
Wine every day was mine.
Wine. Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
And so what feeling do you have to keep on doing the stuff that you've been doing?
Motivated excitement.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And what's the thought that leads to those feelings?
I can do it.
Mm-hmm. I've been doing it. It's my new life.
Yeah.
It's what I do. Right.
Right.
So I don't think there's, you know, usually Corinne would say goals should be measurable. I think this goal is, maintenance is measurable for you because you have a range in which you want to stay in. So let's say, what is your range? 175 to 80? Is that what you said?
169 to 179.
169 to 179. What happens if you get on the scale and you're at 181?
I would write in my journal, mm-hmm. and I would model about it, and I would see where I am, you know, probably my twos have always been my struggle,
mm-hmm.
Because they have changed over time. So I would absolutely try to hone in on my twos. That would be my first, mm-hmm. my first thing to do.
So that's part of your action line for maintenance, is evaluating if you end up outside of your range, you evaluate and you regroup and you reassess and you find what needs to be leveled up. That's part of the action line to maintenance, right?
Right. So do I continue to write it in my four circles?
If you want to. If you want to consider that a goal, sure. You can create another goal.
Right.
Let's say you want to run a marathon.
I'm going to come do the half marathon. I'm coming.
It's good. But I wrote it
down this morning.
Whatever motivates you to, you know, to stay in maintenance can be in your four circles also.
And then that was the whole thing, like, because I know that whenever they sign up for the half marathon, there will be training that goes along with that, mm-hmm. and all that kind of stuff. So I've put it like as a future kind of a goal.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I want to go to camp twice this year. So I'm already signed up for April. I want to go in October. And that's like not, I don't really think of it as something I can write about at this point because it's not really open. There's going to be other things, or do I go ahead and start?
Why can't you write about it?
Huh?
Why can't you write about it?
I mean, I'm writing it down, but there's no, mm-hmm. like, until it's open, I can't really make an
action. You need to tell me, if I assigned you a thought download that says, why do you want to come to camp in October? You couldn't write for 5 minutes about that?
Oh, I could 100%. I could write about, yeah. camp for days.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess it is. It is something,
uh-huh.
I can do.
Sure.
And you know, then you see the boxes. One of my goals is to organize my house. That is my husband's crap. I've asked it for my birthday, for our anniversary, mm-hmm. every holiday this past year. It's his stuff.
So if husband's crap gets organized is in your R line, what's the A line?
I don't really have an act. I mean, I can't do anything to get his stuff organized.
Why not?
I mean, I keep asking.
Why don't you organize it?
Oh, if I touched it.
Do you think that would fix the problem?
It would fix the mess, but it would then create another problem that somebody has touched his things.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have any control over how he feels.
Mm-hmm.
So, but he does not do the, you know, the thought, feel, act.
That's all right. That's,
yeah. All right. I could just dump it on his side of the bed. Well, that would, you know, be awesome. He couldn't, know, get in the bed.
There's all kinds of action lines that you could do to get that fixed.
Yeah.
You're just choosing not to do them. Just that. Like, you know, there's all kinds of action lines to keep you out of the wine bottle too.
And I do those.
And you do those. You,
yeah.
choose those.
Well, because they're mine.
Mm-hmm.
They're 100% mine, and they're my choices.
So it doesn't sound like you have... No, it's your choice to sit there and look at that stuff in the corner, too.
It is. Okay.
Yeah. So if you...
I'll own that.
Uh-huh. So you wanted to talk about goal setting. So it doesn't sound to me like you have any trouble setting goals.
I do, but I just want to... I don't know if I just keep writing down since I'm in maintenance, so I just continue to write it. Do I add just another four circle for another like organization, for instance.
That's I'm going to leave it up to you. If it's something that you want to keep at the forefront of your mind, then I would keep it in your four circles. But there's nothing that says you can't have two sets of four circles.
Right.
Right.
I think I just was at the point of like maintenance, and then I'm writing it down every day, and I'm thinking I'm writing down 175 for January the 11th. Yeah. But if I'm in my maintenance and right. I get there and I'm 177.
Are you 100% confident in your ability to stay in maintenance?
Yes.
Well, maybe that's not what you put in your four circles then.
Yeah, because I did, if Corinne said it, I did it. And I have, it is really a habit. It is such, everything now is such a habit for me. I just can't go back.
Yeah. So maybe you put something else in your four circles.
So maybe the question I'm having is because I don't really feel genuine and continuing to put that
is
number.
Is it genuine or is it just not necessary to
I don't
put it in there
necessary.
For you? Yeah. So what would feel necessary? What would feel good? What would give you something to work toward?
The organization, just the decluttering of mm-hmm. just getting rid of stuff we don't need.
So how would you put that in four circles?
Like if I was going to do like Corinne's journal, the 60 mm-hmm. days, do like the kitchen, for instance, mm-hmm. organize the kitchen. A weekly, you know, have six drawers organized by the, you know, end of the month and, mm-hmm. you know, three by the end of the week and what I can do today.
Yep.
Just like that. Just like I've done weight loss. Just like I've done all yep. the things.
Just breaking it down into the smaller pieces.
Exactly. Yeah.
And that feels good?
That feels great.
Yeah.
It feels
nothing
great.
There's nothing wrong with writing across the top of your journal page. You know, this is my goal. This is my maintenance range. And just putting something else in your four circles too. Just to remind yourself, you know, she wrote down every day what her goal was for 2000, what was it, 18 or 17 or whatever. She just wrote it down every day. I don't know that she did four circles on it every day, but keeping it at the forefront of your mind by writing it down at the top of your page every day might just be all you need for that particular goal. And you can use the four circles area for something else.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
I just feel like I have worked on weight loss for so long. It's so hard to not mm-hmm. to not have it as my goal again. I mean, mm-hmm. it's strange to be sitting here saying that's not my goal because it's been my goal every year forever.
Okay. It's still your goal to stay in maintenance.
Stay, yes.
You're just putting another emphasis in your four circles.
That feels so awesome and so scary all at the same time.
Why?
I don't know. It just does. It just is like, just move. I like I'm adulting. Like I'm one thing.
I'm grown up.
I'm like a big girl now. I'm so excited.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. So just to tell the newbies who are on here what the four circles are, it's a lesson in the success path about how to break down your total weight loss goal into smaller pieces that help show you that the action steps you take every day will eventually bring you to your goal. So it's a success path lesson that they'll get to in a week or two, probably.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. You good?
I am great. Thank you so much. And happy new year.
Well, happy new year to you. I'm so tickled that you're on the call.
I'm so excited to be here. Welcome, newbies.
Yes. Welcome to all the new people. All right, MJ, I will see you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. Who's next? Looks like Shauna's next. I'm so glad we're starting with people who have been around for a minute because you guys know how to do this and you can show all these new folks. Hi.
Heck, I don't know how to do this. I've never done it, even though I've been here over a year.
You've never been, you've been on a coaching call before though, right?
Never.
What?
Never, ever.
This is your very first one.
Oh yes. And I have been with Judith all day saying, oh my gosh, Judith, I don't think I can do this.
But it's just me.
I know. That's what I told her. I said, it's just Kathy. That's what she actually told me. It's just Kathy.
It's just Kathy. Okay. She's a cream puff.
Oh, well, there
so
you go.
So what's up?
Okay. So you read my post the other day about my, you know, I have to say, actually, today, after Judith and I did a lot of talking, I went back and kind of reviewed my goals that I set last year. And, you know, really, I'm where I should be. Because my goal was, I didn't know whether I was going to retire or not. And so I've made that decision. That's a done deal. I've told them that I will retire. My retirement will be the end of June. And so now I have worked on my resume. My resume is I think, where it needs to be. Sarah Hardesty had me working on my LinkedIn account. So I've done that. And, but you know, I've worked on all this stuff. I've kind of worked on me and figured out, I think, who I am, what I want. But then I get to the point of, okay, getting out there and putting myself out there. And I'm like, ah, I don't know how to put myself out there, because I've worked for the same place for 28 years. I've never truthfully interviewed for a job or anything. So I'm like, oh, I don't know how to do this.
So why did you retire?
I think it's just time. I think it's the optimal time in our retirement system. But more than that, I think it is, I'm in public education. And I started out as a teacher. I moved to a guidance counselor, then assistant principal, principal, and now I'm at the district level. And I think I'm just to that point where I'm tired. My favorite job, truthfully, was the second job.
The guidance counselor job.
Mm-hmm. And so then, and really when I moved into assistant principal, that was kind of along the same lines too. You're still dealing with people. You're still helping people. And I do realize that all of my jobs have been helping others. But there's, when you get to that principal and district level positions, it's more, I don't know. I don't feel like I get as much satisfaction and as much, I think it's because there's not as much interaction with. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So what are you wanting to do?
Well, I don't really know. I mean, I think I want to go back to using my people skills more, which I really think that moving into the administrative side kind of got me away from that. And I've got to go back and I got to hone in on those skills and really, you know, look at that again. And I've researched a lot over the last 6 months and gone through it. And I've contemplated consulting. Mm-hmm. And I don't like curriculum. I'm a district level leader, but I don't like curriculum. It's not my favorite thing to do. Mm-hmm. I don't particularly care for hard data a lot. You know, lots of data. So I look at leadership. Now I'm good at that. I have people that tell me, you know, you were my best boss ever. I had somebody tell me that yesterday in Walmart.
Oh, wow. You know?
But, I don't know what I want to do. And I don't know how to figure that out.
Well, so you're leaving this job in June. And you don't have any plans yet. Do you have any rush to make plans?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
I mean, do I have to have a job? Yeah. Yeah, I do. Because I still have a child that's in college. So yeah, mm-hmm. I do need to have a job. We have a great retirement system. So, mm-hmm. I mean, heck, I could go to work at Walmart.
Yeah.
And you know, do something
and use
like
your people
that.
Skills. Right. I think that might be the missing piece. You don't know how to interview, but you don't know what you want to interview for.
Correct.
I think that's where your work is. You need to figure out what kind of job you want. What kind of niche do you want to fill?
Well, and I will say at one point in time, and this was back when I was working on guidance counseling and that kind of thing. At that point, I really honestly considered doing something, like getting my LPC licensure, my licensed counselor. Mm-hmm. And I just didn't do that. Well, at this point, at 50 years old, 50, fixing to be 51, you know, I don't necessarily want to go back and do a whole nother degree. And, you know, I told Judith today, I said, I keep coming back to something with maybe life coaching type things or something like that. But then I look and I say, you know, is that just me? I don't know. I look at it and I think, is that that? I do think there are a lot of people. I think you serve that niche. I think Corinne serves that, you know, but is that something that's realistic for me? I don't know that it is.
You're saying a lot of I don't knows and you have a lot of questions. I bet you are not journaling a lick about this, are you?
Why does it have to be that way, Kathy?
Because that's what happens when you don't journal and you're trying to create goals in a future. You just kind of spin around in your head, right?
And I guess I won't say I haven't journaled at all. I mean, I have lots on this paper. Of course, a lot of it came today.
Uh-huh.
And not before that. I've done some here and there, but not consistent, probably.
Mm-hmm. I think that's your missing piece. You're going to have to get all those things going on in your head out onto paper so you can figure out what it is you love doing. What do you like to do and what are you good at? What charges you up, right? Once you figure that out, there's your goal. That's your goal job, right? Then you figure out how to write your resume, how to interview for it. What studying do you need to do to prepare? How do you research these kinds of jobs? You know, you almost have to figure out that end game first. It's like, what is future Shauna doing in July and August this year? What makes her happy? What charges her up? What skills does she have to apply to it? And, you know, going back and getting another degree, there's nothing wrong with that. If you have the time and the opportunity and the drive to do that, I'm not saying you should. I don't know if you need to discount that if that's an idea in your head. Write down all of your ideas and then thought download on each one of them. Because it's going to come clear to you pretty quick what you really want to put your effort into and what you don't. And what charges you up and what doesn't. Right?
I hope so.
I think it will. There was some work I did maybe back about August or so on my purpose. I did a lot of thought downloads on what my purpose was. And I kept coming back to this work. You know, and when I sat down and I really did a lot of journaling on where my life had taken me in my 53 years, I could see how everything was lining up for me to retire and to do this full time. I could just, when I sat down and I looked at the path I've been on for about the past 6 years and what led me to Corinne 6 years ago, I could just see how it all lined itself up. But I had to really sit down and do the work on it to see it. You know, all that running around in your head stuff, you know, it gets covered. You have all these, how many thousands of thoughts do you have a day? Like 30,000?
Right.
I've heard up to 50,000 thoughts a day. They're all running around in there. And you can't, there's so many of them you can't make any sense out of until you put them on paper.
Right.
So when I focused in on that particular topic, on my purpose, you know, it took me about a month of doing that before I turned in my notice. I mean, seriously, it took me a little while to see what I thought my purpose was, to feel that purpose so strongly and to be so committed to it that I left my job for it. And I think that's what you have to do. You have to find what your purpose is, what does Brooke call it? Your zone of genius. You know, that job that feels good, that charges you up, that's easy, that you love getting up and going and doing every day, you find that, then all the other steps fall into place. Make sense?
Yes.
Now the work starts, right?
Yes. Yes, it does. Definitely.
Yeah. So what charges you up? Working with people, right?
Absolutely.
What else? Does teaching charge you up? Do you like to teach?
I do like to teach. I don't want to go back to the classroom.
Well, I teach whenever I'm on Zoom call.
I don't want to go back to the classroom, yeah, as in public education, the little kids. I taught kindergarten. Right. It was and great. I know. But I also have a degree in adult ed. So,
but you could be a corporate trainer. You could be there's all kinds of different ways to teach. What else do you like? You like people and you like teaching. What else do you like?
What else do I like? I don't know.
All right.
I don't know, but I don't know.
There you go. Thought download number one.
I like my family. I don't know. When I think about, I like working with people. I don't know what I like. I don't know how.
You do. You're just on the spot. There's your thought download. Your first one. What do I want to be when I grow up? What do I like doing? What makes me happy?
Talking on Marco Polo with Judith.
Uh-huh. That and a quarter will get you a cup of coffee.
There you go.
All right, lady, get to work. Are you coming to camp?
Not January.
Okay.
I am not.
We could talk some more about this.
Not in January. Maybe April.
Do some work. Do a thought download every day on this. And in a couple of weeks, I want you to post in the group and tag me and tell me what you've come up with.
Okay.
All right?
All right. I'll do it. Thank you.
All right. See ya.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. Tanya, you're up.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you? Happy New Year.
I can. My volume is awfully soft for some reason. Let me see if I can make you louder. Hang on. All right, say something to me.
Hello.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
Well, Happy New Year.
Well, you too. How are you?
I'm pretty good. So I actually wrote a post on the tribe today. Mm-hmm. And it's I've been doing some thought downloads, and I've been just started doing models because for some reason I was scared to do models. I just felt like I wasn't doing them right.
They are so painful to come.
They are.
When you write, it's like your whole arm hurts when you do a model, right?
Yeah. I mean, I could do the unintentional like a boss. When it comes to an intentional thought, I just can't get there, or I feel like I can't get there. So, I've been doing very good. I joined the PMP tribe in May. Before that, I started as a groupie in January, mm-hmm, and I've lost about 64 pounds.
Good for you.
And one of my big goals for the end of the year was to get to Wonderland. I didn't get there, but that's okay.
How close are you?
Well, I kind of had a little snafu over the holidays. I thought I was going to be okay, but obviously I didn't. I let little quits get in. And this is like, seems to be a trend with me. It's like, I was down to 202, mm-hmm, and now I'm back up to 210.
Okay.
And I'm okay with that.
You're back on the horse, right?
I'm back on the horse. I've been running every day. I've actually been doing a couch to 5K challenge. I never used to be a runner. And doing elliptical and doing other challenges. And I joined for this 2019. Mm-hmm. Mile challenge.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Beautiful feeling to get.
It is.
You can get back up on the horse.
Yeah.
After having some little quits, you just get right back in to doing your work.
So, I look back, I've been like doing a lot of like soul searching and just looking back in 2018, and I'm definitely a different person than I was than I was a year ago before, you know, started listening to you guys and Corinne. And one thing I did when I started journaling and really journaling and digging deep was, is like my ultimate goal is to get to 150 pounds. And when I started journaling, like fears and thoughts about, I'm not gonna be able to get there. If I get there, I'm not gonna be able to maintain it. And I think that's where, when the little quits started coming in, and it like, it almost seems like cyclic, like every like 3 to 4 weeks, like I'll get to like almost like a milestone and then I let my brain go haywire and then I do the little quits. So
you know, listen to all that crap your brain tells you.
Yes. Even though basically, I try not to.
Well, you know, every time you eat, it's a decision to eat, right?
Right.
And every time you have a little quit, you've made a decision to have a little quit.
Right.
Decided to give some relevance to that crap your brain is telling you.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Just make sure we understand that.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're absolutely right.
Okay.
So now I'm trying not to. I've been like, yeah, today we went to my aunt's house. I made my plan. And that was a big thing. It's like, I've been making plans like a boss, even through the little quits, but I just wasn't following them. And I would just eat off plan. So today I've eaten on plan. I've eaten to a chew. Mm-hmm. All these desserts were on the table and I decided not to have them. And thank God I have a family that understands where I'm coming from, and, but they don't push, like they're not food pushers, or at least that part of the family isn't. So they're like, oh, you're doing so good. And you know, like, I know I'm doing good. I'm totally different person than I was a year ago, but like this 150 and getting into Wonderland is just, I don't know. It's just screwing with my mind, and I feel like maybe I won't get there.
Okay, so it's not screwing with your mind.
Mm-hmm.
It's not. Your brain is just having a little doubt about it.
Okay.
And the big thing I want you to understand is that those thoughts are optional.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
When, you know, give me an example of a thought that you have at the beginning of a little quit.
Let's see.
You'll never maintain this weight anyway?
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What if you answered it back and said, well, yeah, I'm going to be like MJ. Did mm-hmm. you see MJ's call?
I did.
Okay.
I did.
What if you just said, yeah, I'm going to be like MJ and I'm going to get down to maintenance to where it doesn't even have to be a goal anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Because MJ did it. I can do it. Because Kathy did it. I can do it. So no, we're not listening to that thought right now because mm-hmm. we're going to stay on plan.
Right.
Think of it like, I talk about this a lot, the devil and the angel on your shoulder.
Yes.
You remember those old cartoons?
Yes.
That's what it is. You've got the mm-hmm. devil over here going, I don't know why you won't eat that cupcake because you're never going to maintain this weight loss anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the angel over here going, I've lost 64 pounds. Isn't that what you said? 64? I've lost 64 pounds. Of course I'm going to keep it off. I don't intend to regain that weight. So you have this conversation in your head.
Mm-hmm.
I call it my negotiator.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
When you name it and you personify it, that's when you can start talking back.
Okay.
No, I'm not having a cupcake right now. It's not planned. And I want to wear these jeans, you know, next week, or I want to, you know, whatever it is. I want to hit 200 by the end mm-hmm. of January
right.
or February or whatever your goal is. Right.
Well, my goal right now is to, well, I'm coming to January camp, so I'm really excited about that.
Yeah.
So my goal is to get to 200 or 199 by the time I come to camp, which I think is doable.
Okay.
So,
because you know, I'm going to ask you how many times did you talk back to your negotiator? There's some people that name their I think somebody named theirs Rhonda or something. To ask her. But you know, people name that voice in their head that's mm-hmm. trying to, you know, negotiate the next cupcake or negotiate the next little quit or whatever it is for you.
Yep.
The next glass of wine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh.
So that voice, that, you know, negotiator, for lack of a better term, yep. it's always going to be there.
True. Okay.
It's never going to go away.
True.
It just doesn't get as loud because you don't, when you don't give into it as much,
mm-hmm.
it kind of says, oh, hey, would you like a cupcake after a while? And you say, nah, I didn't plan one. Then it goes away. You know, right now yours is going cupcake, cupcake, cupcake.
Yeah, neon lights, right?
Right.
Yep.
So you just have to sit with that voice, that discomfort, okay, and answer it back, no, not mm-hmm. today.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So that cycle of self-sabotage or whatever, mm-hmm. you can break by just talking back to that voice.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
You have, you know, picture your future self.
Yep. I've been.
And yep. be committed.
What's that?
Be committed to believing that you'll get there and stay there.
Okay.
Because if you start questioning yourself about this, think about how that model's going to turn out.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, as far as your intentional models that you're not yep. doing, you're not having any trouble with, you're probably trying, yeah, that you're having trouble with, you're mm-hmm. probably trying to go too far with the intentional thought. You're probably trying to go too pie in the sky.
Okay.
So pick your intentional thought, the pie in the sky one, and start it with, I'm open to believing.
Okay.
Okay. Or yeah. I'm curious about, and then your thought. So okay. see if that doesn't help those models come together for you.
Okay. I will try that.
That makes sense?
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
It does.
You got anything else?
No, I think that's it for right now.
All right. I'll see you. And I can't believe camp is in 2 weeks.
I know. I was just thinking about that today, and I was talking to one of my Merkle Polo groups. I'm like, oh, I just got, because my boss is on vacation, so it's just crazy at work. And I'm like, oh, I just got this week and next week. I go, oh, and then it's camp. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, that's. I had one of those moments this morning too. I mm-hmm. thought I need to get these event orders done because I, you know, I work with the hotel to, you know, set up the food and the coffee, uh-huh. the tables, and the, all that uh-huh. stuff. And I was like, it's January.
I know.
Oh no.
Yeah. So yeah, this was my gift to myself for my birthday, because my birthday is January 22nd. So
that's awesome. That's
yeah.
awesome. Well, I'm looking forward to meeting you.
I am looking forward to meeting you and everybody else.
All right. Take All care.
Right. Thank you, Kathy.
Ready. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Who's next? Sarah, you are next. Hi.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. I can. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. I don't think we've met. Have we?
I don't think we have either. I joined in September.
Okay.
And I've never done a coaching call. I had one scheduled back in October. And then I ended up having to chaperone a field trip. So I couldn't make it. But I guess I'm down about 10 pounds.
Okay.
And wanted to talk about the plan. What I'm struggling with right now, I think, is basically like, I'll give you an example from yesterday.
Okay.
I even posted in the Facebook group, you know, I have a bowl of Christmas candy that's just sitting there. And I said, well, I'm not today, you know, I'm not doing this today.
Mm-hmm.
And so I get through the whole day. Mm-hmm. And then we decided to take our kids to the movies. We have three, smallish kids, and we took them to the movies for New Year's.
Mm-hmm.
And we got through the popcorn line, and I said, no, we're not doing that. We ate dinner at home. And then I turned around and went back and got a small popcorn and said it was for my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And I did share it with her, but I made a sort of excuse that that's what it was for, mm-hmm. even knowing that wasn't true as I was doing it. And it's almost like I congratulate myself for a hard won day and then quit before that day is over. Does that make any sense?
So why do you quit?
I think I feel like, if I'm being honest, maybe the feeling is that I've earned it. So I did this all day.
Uh-huh.
And now I look at me, I did so good not doing the candy.
Mm-hmm.
I earned this now, which is, as I'm doing more of the planning and more of the work, I'm realizing is a theme.
Yeah.
and the sort of, I earned it and the little bit won't hurt. Mm-hmm. Those are the two that come up a lot.
Yeah.
And I'm turning you up here a little bit. I can't hear you.
Oh, okay.
No, that's why.
So I'm getting out my whiteboard. I'm getting out my whiteboard. So This is really good because, again, in the success path, there's a lesson on justifications, which is essentially a big word for excuses, right?
Right, right.
Do you remember that lesson? Did you do that lesson?
I've done them all. I'm actually excited that the new group is coming directly in because I, in my little accountability group, a couple of weeks ago, there was maybe three of us that decided to start over again. Start the no BS over again. Uh-huh. And so I had gotten through week one or two and then life happened. But now that they're all back in the group, I can go back. I feel like I'll be right along with them. Mm-hmm. I don't remember that one specifically though. Okay. No.
Are you a pretty good planner? You are a good planner, right?
I am. So when I joined, I was evacuated. We had a storm here, Florence,
South Carolina.
And so I, yeah. North Carolina.
Mm-hmm. North Carolina. Okay.
And I had a little notebook and I just, my plan literally that first week when I joined was eat to my two, drink my water. And I did great. And then I woke up one day and realized I had done it 30 days in a row and didn't that feel good. And
yeah,
you know, and so when I got off track, I did start numbering them because I feel like I am someone who I like a pat on the back. And so if I can write number, 35 or whatever, just right. See how many consecutive days I can go. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I forgot the question already. I just rambled.
I was just asking you if you were a good planner. That's all.
Yeah.
So it sounds like you're a good planner and you stick to your plan until nighttime when you've earned eating off plan.
Nighttime or like 2 to 4?
2 to 4. So when you hear the thought about the popcorn, I've earned it. What's the feeling?
The feeling is probably, it's probably that weight loss is hard. Oh, so the feeling, what's the feeling?
It sounds to me like it's justified.
Yeah.
You're justifying the popcorn, right?
Right. 100%.
Okay. So I'm going to put justified in here. When you feel justified because you've earned it, you eat the unplanned popcorn, right?
Right.
You do anything else?
No, it was just that. Well, no, because I was listening today to the call about the F it moment, turning it into the F it day. Oh. And so then I did. I actually came home from the movie theater and ate the darn chocolate that was on the table. That I had been so proud of myself for a whole day.
Eat the unplanned popcorn and more stuff.
Yes.
All mm-hmm. right. And the result is that you actually earn, sounds like Corinne, extra pounds on the scale.
Right. Absolutely.
That's what you actually earn. Not, you don't earn eating off plan. So here's your model.
Right.
And for all you newbies, you will learn about the model in the success path. But essentially what it means is every thought you have creates a feeling. Those feelings drive your actions, and the actions create your results. So this is the think, feel, act cycle.
Okay.
And Sarah here has earned extra pounds because she justified her popcorn and her whatever else she decided to eat.
Right.
Okay. So this is right, right?
That is right. Yeah. Okay. That's exactly what it looks like.
Everybody wants to know what the C is. C is circumstance. That's a very neutral the C is always very neutral. It never has any modifiers. Your thought is always about the circumstance. So in this case, she was talking about popcorn. So that was her C. She earned the popcorn. All right. So her thought was, I earned it. She's talking about the popcorn. That's how the C and the T work together. All right. So you go back to the movie theater and you hear, I've earned it in your head. And you decide you don't want to think that thought. You decide, No, I'm not doing that today. What becomes the thought about the popcorn then?
It's not worth it.
It's not worth it. Okay. Because you don't want to earn more pounds, right?
Right.
All right.
And it's not worth the landslide that comes with it.
All right. It's not worth the landslide. I like that. What feeling comes from that thought?
Strength, probably.
Strength. Okay. And when you feel strong, strength, what do you do?
The word I would use is resist. Resist the temptation or resist the urge.
Okay. You resist temptation. Even more simply, you say no to the popcorn, right?
Right.
And the chocolate afterwards.
Right.
Anything else?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
There's probably some discomfort there.
There might be a little discomfort. Yeah. Especially if you're resisting.
Right.
Okay. What do you think that results in?
The scale going down, pride.
And I think you can put a feeling in the result line. I'm okay with that anyway. So we can do that. So you've basically what you've done is you've kept your commitment to yourself.
Right.
Okay. So there's no landslide. And you've kept a commitment and you have forward progress.
Right.
Okay, so here it is. We're still talking about popcorn. The thought is it's not worth it. It's just not worth, you know, what you know your habit to be.
Right.
You feel strong. You resist the temptation. You say no to the popcorn. You sit with the discomfort, but that results in you keeping your commitment to yourself.
Right.
Right? So that's how this model works. This is more of an intentional model. So we've replaced the thought and changed the whole model. We changed the result.
Right.
Right? So how do you do that?
In the moment?
Yeah. How do you do that in the moment at the movie theater or from 2 to 4?
I think it's, you know, it all comes down to the plan, right? Planning ahead and knowing and sort of what you're going to tell yourself leading up to those things. This one wasn't exactly a planned event. We had a couple of parties to go to, and that's the other thing is that I was saying, well, I don't really want to go to those. I didn't especially want to go anyway. But, you know, there was going to be a lot of alcohol and a lot of food and a lot of grazing. And I had told the two people that invited us to parties, well, we're going to eat our dinner at home and we'll be there. Maybe we'll stop for an hour. And then I said, well, we won't do that. We'll go to the movies and we just won't have any popcorn. And then here, you know, it's even my best laid plans. Sometimes I quit on myself before I even get started, you know.
Well, I like hearing you say you quit on yourself. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't like that you quit
on yourself. It's the truth, yeah.
But at least you're taking ownership for it. You know, the popcorn didn't jump into your mouth, right?
No. And the call I was listening to today was about, or I don't know if it was a live, I don't know what it was. I kind of have Corinne just on in the background all the time. Somebody's on in my ear all the time. Yeah. And talking about how when you're having an ovary, you get to decide, does it end?
Right.
You know, right this minute? Or does it end at 11 o'clock when you're still eating the chocolate from the...
Right.
You know, it ends at some point. And then she was talking about how you get to wake up with a fresh slate or a clean slate every day. And that resonated with me that I go, oh, well, I've already blown it today. Mm-hmm. I'll start again tomorrow. And
there's always an end to an overeat.
Right.
You always stop eating at some point. She's exactly right on that.
Right.
You get to decide if it's sooner rather than later.
Right.
So when you hear this F it thought in your mind, you get to decide if you're going to, you know, finish that model.
Right.
Right. Or if you're going to, stop at the F it thought and say, no, yeah, I'm not eating chocolate today. I've had popcorn. That was off plan. I'm not going further off plan.
Right. Or F it. If I say F it here, then I'm also saying F it on Friday when I weigh myself.
Yeah.
And I don't get to have one without the other.
Right. There's lots of ways to answer that question.
Yeah.
Or to respond to that thought. You just have to find the ones that are the most effective for you.
Okay.
You know what I would do if I were you?
Yeah.
Next time you go to the movies or have a plan for the movies, I would visualize what it's going to be like to walk into the movie, buy your ticket, walk into the movie theater and walk past the popcorn line feeling really good about, look at me, I'm not having popcorn today. This feels awesome. The popcorn smells good, but I didn't plan it, and it's okay because I'm leaving here without the extra popcorn.
Right.
So visualize it ahead of time. Think about it, because your brain doesn't know the difference between visualization and you actually doing it.
Right.
Like, practice ahead of time.
Okay.
Same thing with the parties, with the coming home between 2 and 4, all that. Visualize what it's going to be like to not engage in the eating, in the grazing.
Okay.
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 Think you can do that?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for your help. I've enjoyed this. And I will see you in April.
Awesome. You've already signed up?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's awesome. I'm just.
You got to get through January first, and then you get excited about April.
I'm excited about April too. I mean, I have a lot of work to do for April, but I don't know. January's almost done and it's almost here. And it's just, camp is just awesome. You know, getting to see you guys in person and talk to you and watch you grow in such a short amount of time. And it's just amazing. Just gives me goosebumps. I love it.
All right. I will talk to you soon. Thank you so much.
Okay. See ya.
Bye.
All right. Roz, it is your turn. Hey there. I can't hear you, Roz. Are you muted? I can't hear you. I don't have you muted, so something on your phone is muted. Are you still looking for it? Yeah, I can't hear you. I'm going to try and take you back down to attendee and call you back up and see if that helps. Somebody's name on here is Coach's Office Hours, Kathy. That's hilarious. All right, Roz, raise your hand again. I can't find you. Anybody? Okay, I've lost Roz. Oh, there she is. Let's see if this will work now. I still can't hear you. I can't hear you. I know, look at that. She's giving me the lip. Maybe try a computer or something else, but you've got some kind of setting on your phone where I can't hear you. I can't talk to you. So I'm gonna put you back as an attendee and raise your hand again if you can figure it out. All right, Angie, you're up. Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
I can hear you.
I have my headphones on because I couldn't hear you very well without my headphones. I don't know why. So
okay.
Okay, so I wasn't expecting to get called up so quickly.
Well, you're the only one with your hand raised. So everybody okay. Out there, if you want to talk to me, you have to raise your hand.
Okay, so I've been a member since September. Okay. And I've been kind of just hanging out in the wings, watching everything.
Okay.
I plan most days, but I'm not following my plan. And I know it's not realistic. Like, I know I'm not making a realistic plan. I'm trying to be perfect.
Why aren't you making a realistic plan?
Because
the I, things aren't working.
Right. They're not. You're right. Cause I'm not following them. And it's, I've listened to so many of the calls about the planning, and it's just, if I write it down, I feel like it's not good enough. And I know that's exactly what I'm doing.
So tell me what you ate today.
Well, today was good because it's January 1st. So okay. I had
yesterday.
Oh, yesterday was bad. Okay. So
breakfast.
Yesterday I had, I can't even remember what I had for breakfast yesterday. I had, just a breakfast sandwich, like a frozen breakfast sandwich. Yep. And coffee.
All right.
Okay. And then lunch was, I had, it was just like a taco bowl type thing.
Okay.
And then for dinner, we went to a Mexican restaurant.
Okay.
And in between there, I had.
What did you have at the Mexican restaurant?
Oh, I had, it's called chicken melanesa and rice and beans. A few chips, a little guacamole.
I can't spell that. So I'm putting chicken, rice, beans.
Yeah.
Guac. Okay. And what were your snacks?
Oh, yeah. I ate a lot of chocolate. So
chocolate. What else?
Yeah, chocolate. That was probably it. It was a lot of chocolate.
Any drinks?
Oh, I did have a beer. That's right. I had a beer at the Mexican restaurant as well.
Okay. How much water did you drink yesterday?
Probably about, I don't know, maybe 40 ounces, probably. Okay. Most days I do get my water. I usually get 64 ounces, but yesterday I did not.
Exercise?
I didn't walk yesterday. I didn't do anything yesterday.
Okay.
So
at the beginning of yesterday, if this had been your plan, you would have followed it perfectly and had a successful day.
Yep.
What's wrong with this?
There's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong.
Nothing wrong with that. Nope.
Okay. Nothing wrong with it. And the reason there's nothing wrong with it is because that's what you did.
Mm-hmm.
And because we're going to pretend you wrote it down and because
right.
you followed it.
Okay.
Even with this stuff down here.
Okay.
It's on the plan.
Right.
The very first thing you guys need to do when you're planning is create something that you will succeed at. Okay. The perfect plan. Nobody succeeds at the perfect plan except maybe Corinne. Okay.
Right.
The perfect plan doesn't exist. What you have to do first is practice creating a plan and succeeding. You want to practice success because let's say this was your plan, but this wasn't on it. Okay? You
mm-hmm.
didn't have chocolate and the beer on it. And maybe you didn't have the chips on it.
Right.
Even mm-hmm. though you're making the plan, I'm sure going to want chips when I go to that Mexican place. I'm sure going to want a beer too.
Right.
What you did by not putting them on the plan was decided ahead of time that you were going to go off plan. Because you're probably going to eat chips anyway. I'm just not going to put them on my plan. Because maybe I mm-hmm. won't. But you created going off plan by not planning properly. By not planning realistically. Does that make sense?
It makes complete sense. And I hear you guys say this to so many people. And I'm like, I'm going to do it. And then I don't do it. And then I go off plan. And then I don't.
How does it feel to go off plan?
Horrible. It feels horrible. And then I try to write about it. And
how does it feel to stay on plan?
It feels good. It's like, oh yeah, I planned that and it was good. And
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Yeah.
But I always think it's not good enough. And this is from years and years of Weight Watchers. And I know it is. Mm-hmm. You were supposed to eat this certain foods. And it's from years and years of being a Weight Watcher.
Well, what you've done is you've jumped ahead into leveled up plans. Okay.
Right.
You've decided, mm-hmm. I can create this perfect leveled up plan. This is what my plan should be, yet you don't follow that plan. So you right. put yourself off at the knees by creating a situation where you're going off plan every single day, which is not doing anything for your weight loss efforts.
Right.
All right. If you practice creating a realistic plan, let's say you do that for 2 weeks,
mm-hmm.
and you evaluate how you're doing with the scale after 2 weeks, and you decide, you know, I didn't lose any weight with those plans. That's when you level one thing up.
Okay.
You know, maybe in the plan that you just did, I've already erased it. Maybe you take off half the chocolate or all the chocolate.
Well, here's the thing. I feel like crap when I eat the chocolate. So I don't even want the chocolate to begin with.
No, you do because you eat it.
That's right. I love the chocolate when I'm eating it, but it makes me feel like crap.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. You create these realistic plans. You follow them. You create a feeling of success in following plans. Then you realize what really isn't working for you. You decide to look back at your 2 weeks of plans and you say, you know, I'm not losing any weight. I feel like crap. Something in these plans is not working for me. What is it? So you take the chocolate off the plan, but you leave the chips and the guacamole and the one beer and the whatever else was on there that you think is not perfect. You just level one thing up and then you evaluate again.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
But the whole point of the realistic plan is creating a situation you can succeed in, because all you're doing right now by creating the perfect plan is failing every single day. And that feels like crap.
It does. It does.
Right?
Yep.
So what's tomorrow's plan going to look like?
I eat a breakfast sandwich every day in my coffee. So okay. That's my breakfast.
Okay.
I went and got some sandwich stuff for lunch. So I'll probably just have a sandwich for lunch.
Just a sandwich, nothing else?
Oh, no. Some chips. I got to have some sort of, rice cakes or something, or pop chips or something like that.
Are pop chips what you would normally eat?
Okay, so I like those. it's an awful name. It's called Pirate Booty. Have you heard of it?
Okay, yeah. All right.
Yeah. I'm up and down. I love that stuff.
I've seen it. I don't think I've ever had any. Yeah. It's probably a good thing for me. What's dinner going to look like?
I don't know that yet. I made a bunch of chicken tonight, so it'll be chicken. And then I'll probably throw a potato with it and a vegetable.
Okay.
And then I'm really bad about planning snacks.
So we're gonna plan a snack. What are we having for snack?
I like fruit. I've been trying to get more fruit in. So okay. I guess fruit.
You had chocolate today. There won't be any chocolate tomorrow?
There won't be. I didn't have chocolate today. I was really good today.
Sorry.
That was yesterday. I've not had chocolate today. But so today I didn't plan any snacks, which was really stupid, and I was hungry.
Mm-hmm.
So I had some fruit, which is still off plan. Mm-hmm. It's still off plan. And so I need to plan something for in between in case I'm hungry.
You're going to plan some fruit?
Some fruit, yep.
Okay. Are you going to have a beer?
And yogurt.
Okay.
No beer tomorrow.
No beer. How much water are you
going to drink tomorrow? At least 64 ounces.
Okay. You going to exercise tomorrow?
Yes, I will go for a walk tomorrow.
Okay. Here's tomorrow's plan. Is it realistic?
Yes. Completely realistic. Yeah.
Completely realistic. You're going to succeed at this plan. There is no doubt in your mind.
There's no doubt in my mind.
Is it perfect?
Is it perfect?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Nope. Yeah.
This line right here, the snack line.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk about this for a minute because this is one of my things.
Okay.
I have always, it's like I have an alarm clock in my head at 3:00. I'm always good. So I have a conversation with myself at 3:00 just about every day about a snack.
Okay.
And I have to really decide if I'm hungry or not. I mean, okay. I really have to do a self-examination because I hit a lot of emotional hunger at 3:00 every day.
Yeah.
If I plan a snack, I get to decide whether or not I'm going to eat it.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. If I don't plan a snack, If I eat something, I've eaten off plan.
Right.
If I don't eat something, you know, I haven't eaten off plan. But I bet you anymore, only about 20% of the time do I even eat my snack. Sometimes I forget to plan it anymore.
Okay.
The important thing is for you on this snack line is that you don't have And okay. if you don't eat it, you're still on plan.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Same thing with the sandwich and the pirate's booty.
Yeah. So, yeah.
You finish with your sandwich that you've had enough, you don't have to have the pirate's booty.
Right.
If you eat all the pirate's booty and you've decided you've had enough, you don't have to have the sandwich.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
Yep. So it's easy for me to plan that way right now because I'm a teacher and I'm off work. But that 3 o'clock time is also a really, really bad time for me. And I know what I'm doing. I come home and I numb and I eat. So when I plant, if I plant something, should I want to eat something like crunchy, something popcorn-y, something chips-like. And a lot of times I know I'm not hungry, but I eat it anyway. Do I plan it still?
Yes.
For right now. Okay.
Yes. You plan it.
Okay.
Yeah. And then you get to decide after a couple of weeks if eating that snack is really serving you and what you can do, you know, instead.
Okay.
For me, my transition time between work and home is exercise. When I get home, of course, I don't know. Do you have kids at home?
No, they're grown.
Okay.
Yeah.
My kids are grown too. I used to unwind and eat as well. Now I unwind with exercise. So that's just the pattern interrupt that I had put into, that I had put in for myself. But if you know that you're going to come home and eat something crunchy after school, you better put it on the plan.
Okay.
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 Cause that's how, you know, you have to create, like I said, you have to create the ability to execute the plan. And then after a while you decide if you need to level up the plan.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Is it going to be a perfect plan if you put something crunchy in your snack line?
No.
But does it matter?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Right. And you know what? I know that. I've listened to you guys say that to a million people, but I feel like I just needed you to say it to me, Kathy. Thank you.
You're welcome. The perfect plan is when you'll execute.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Happy New Year.
You too.
Okay. Thanks.
Take care.
Bye. Bye.
All right. Roz, I'm going to try you one more time. Let's see if you've got this fixed. Hang on. Getting my act together here.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
I moved to my computer. I'm not sure what's up with the phone because it worked fine last week.
Okay.
But
it's probably, you probably hit a setting or something.
Yeah, I'm thinking it doesn't like the rejoining part seemed to be what was throwing it off. I can't explain. It's odd. Anyway.
Okay, so what's up with you?
First of all, let me apologize if I wind up coughing. I'm trying to get rid of this cold and it will not leave.
That's so, out of here.
That out of the way.
Okay.
I am doing some long range planning, actually, but it's 24 hour plan, but it's a long range. I'm going on vacation yet again. Yes.
Again. Wow.
Well, you know, there's this Run Disney weekend.
Yes.
And then the most
expensive. Clears up by then.
It better. I have a 5K to do in a week. But anyway, so then it's followed by a cruise. Okay. And the most expensive Disney race ever, the Castaway Key Challenge. But one of the things where my challenge is not so much the, I'm going away for 10 days and, okay, I'm going to just basically not, I haven't booked any restaurants, haven't done much, except I booked one. And this is kind of the exception to all exception meals. It's the French restaurant on the cruise ship.
Oh, nice.
Dinner's 3 hours.
Okay.
You know, I mean, it's one of those, you know, you don't do this very often.
Right.
There's more silverware than I've ever seen in my life.
That would
it
be
almost, it doesn't all fit on the table.
Yeah, that would be intimidating to this Tennessee girl.
Well, you just start on the outside. And I mean, you know, so I guess where I'm struggling with this is I know I've done this restaurant before. It's been a few years. Nothing, no individual course is huge, but by the time you leave, you're definitely at a 3 or a 4. Mm-hmm. So I was just going to just plan that as an exception and exercise and eat smartly the rest of the time. Is that absolutely horrible?
Are you okay with that?
I think so. I haven't decided about the wine pairing. The driving force there is really the prices have gone up on the wine pairing. Mm-hmm. And maybe we'll just do something that kind of covers most of dinner.
So answer me this. How many courses is it over? Just estimate 8 or 10 courses?
Yeah.
All right. Are you enjoying that 8th, 9th, and 10th course as much as you did the first few if you're already at a 4?
Usually because I'm not at a 4 by the time I get there. And I think I'm a little smarter about, I don't have to eat it all. And I know there's usually something that one bite's good, I've tasted it. And some of these things are very frou-frou. Mm-hmm. You know, lettuce foam. Okay, I can't explain it, but basically.
Lettuce foam?
Yeah. It basically, you take like the juice of lettuce and whip it into a froth.
Isn't the juice of lettuce like water?
Well, yeah, but you know, it's just green.
Okay.
You know, I mean, it's an experience as much as it's a meal.
Well, my question is, you go in hungry. So you're in the first, second, and third course, and you're really enjoying those because you know, you're palate's nice and clean and you feel good and you're not stuffed yet, but you get to course number 7 and 8 and you're already at a 3 or a 4. Are you really enjoying those? Or are you just shoveling it in by that time going, oh, I'm so full. Oh, let me have another bite. I'm so full. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. I think I'm thinking at this point I would take a bite to taste and that's it. So, that or pace myself. Since it's not the first time I've done this, I do know how much.
Right.
You know, I can read the menu basically this and figure out there's 10 courses. I mean, some of these things are really one bite.
Sure. And so you're going to go into this knowing that and knowing that your goal is to really sort of pace yourself and, you know, plan ahead of time so that you can enjoy all 10 or 12 or 15 or however many 3 hours worth of food courses are and still feel good when you come out of it, like you planned, you know, how you were going to handle it, whether, and if you decide to eat 2, 3, or 4, then, and that's what you do, then that was your plan. You know, that's the choice that you have to make. And that's that you decide, you know, based on the availability of this restaurant and what results you want to come out, you know, from this cruise. Just like I talked to you when you were on that last cruise. Remember what you said? You said, well, I hadn't, you know, been eating 2 of 2 the whole time, so I guess I'll start when I get back. No.
No, I actually, at that, my last cruise, I wound up losing weight anyway.
Yeah, I fully expect that you'll go to this French restaurant and you'll, you know, eat what you have planned and then you won't eat again until you're at -2, right?
Yeah, because, I mean...
Yeah, you didn't sound so sure.
There's nothing else to eat after dinner that needs to be eaten.
Right.
Unless, you know, I mean, I think they still do the truffles in the room afterwards, but they can be for breakfast.
Yeah, they don't have to be eaten at all. I mean, that's...
You know, they don't.
It's your choice because it's vacation and it's based on what results you want out of the vacation. Right?
Yeah. You know, and I don't want to backslide, but I'm okay with maintaining.
Mm-hmm. So you pretty much answered your own question, right?
I kind of needed a sounding board.
Mm-hmm. Did that work for you?
Does work for me.
All right. I'm excited to see your race pictures and hear about your trip.
Oh, there will be race pictures. You know that.
Definitely. You just doing 5K?
5K, 10K, 5K.
5K. Oh, that's nice. Sorry.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I had to do the 10K because Minnie Mouse is on the medal.
Well, yeah.
I mean, you know, I did a half marathon a couple weeks ago.
Awesome.
Not totally intentional, but, you know.
Not totally intentional?
Not totally, but not totally, you know, unintentional either. It was a virtual one that I had the medal sitting, and I just said, you know, it's a beautiful Southern California day. Let's just keep going after my 10K.
Good for you.
So I kept going.
Turn around and go back. Yeah, you're halfway through the 10K.
Exactly. It's about halfway done, so.
That's right.
I did.
Well, all right. Enjoy your trip.
Well, thanks, and I'll, you know, you. Only thing I don't have is internet connection, so I'll catch up when I get back.
All right. Take care.
Thanks so much.
Okay, see you. Bye. All right. Melody, you are next. Hi.
Can you see me and hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, cool. Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm and overwhelmed.
Why?
Because there's so much material. And
did you just join?
Yes.
Like when? Like this week?
Like Sunday or...
Oh, that's awesome. Wait,
Sunday or Monday. I can't remember. I've been sick. And so I've listened to some things, and maybe because I was taking some sinus medication, I may not have picked up what I was supposed to be doing.
Well, did you do orientation first?
I did orientation, and then I did the fresh start.
Okay.
And then I downloaded the planner, like printed up the, you know,
the
PNP planner thing.
Yeah.
And now I'm really confused.
Oh, did you watch the little video with that? The video with the planner?
No. Okay. Should I have done that?
Well, there used to be, on the planner page, there used to be a video of Corinne explaining the planner.
Okay, I thought she was just showing her planner that you could buy.
No. I would watch that video because she goes through and she explains how the pages work.
Okay.
And there's some things in the planner that you'll understand better as you work through the success path.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I guess the planner seems like there's a lot to write down, and I'm a terrible, terrible planner. Like, it's
really perfect for you then.
The hardest thing. So is that too much for me to take on first? Like,
well, tell me what you learned in Fresh Start.
What did I learn in Fresh Start? Hold on. I can't remember. Just the four basics.
Okay.
And then something about some fuel foods.
Okay.
And then the pantry thing.
Okay. Perfect. So the four basics you've been...
Oh, yeah. The water.
Right. You've been exposed to those. Did you do the Back to Basics challenge too?
I signed up for it. I didn't actually do it.
Okay.
But...
Okay.
Because I was freezing on the planning, and then she did, I joined a Zoom call or one of these, maybe a Facebook Live, and she did coach me on it. And she said that I was trying to make a perfect plan, which I was.
Okay.
All the diet mentality, like, oh, I have to have just so. And,
so did you listen? Have you been on the call long enough for me to hear me coach? I forgot who it was.
I got on with the popcorn.
Oh, okay. So you heard me coach Angie about her perfect planning, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did that help? Did that help you?
It did. And I was wondering if just doing, like, maybe the planner is too much for me right now. Just doing the BLDS.
Right. You could certainly set that aside for a week or two. If it feels overwhelming to you.
Yeah, it kind of does.
A piece of notebook paper and do like I did. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snack, water, and exercise.
Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snack, water, exercise. Yes.
and make them what you will actually eat.
Right.
You know, yeah. You don't need chicken and broccoli on every line, right? Because it's not going to be realistic.
Yeah, no, I was in a keto program. Well, I paid for a low carb program and it was really boring and I can't.
Did you even feel good on it?
You know, for the first 2 months, like in March when I did it, I felt great. I lost like 20 pounds almost and then gained it all back over vacation and then just felt completely depressed thinking about doing it again.
Yeah.
And so that when I,
for you then.
Exactly. So when I heard the podcast, the first one, you know, I wouldn't do anything. I don't want to do anything that I don't want to do for the rest of my life. I was like, oh yeah, that's me. Hello.
Me too.
Yeah.
So
I have many
lunch, dinner, snack, water, and go back and listen to the planning, the plan, the 24-hour plan lesson again, just to make sure you got it.
Okay. And that's in the Fresh Start.
It's in Fresh Start. The four basics are in Fresh Start, right?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So, all right. And then I did have a question about joy food or exception food. I don't know what y'all are calling it. Where do I put that? Because
right now your plan is going to have, well, let's talk about fuel foods first.
Okay.
Fuel foods are the foods that you have identified that feel really good in your body.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. For me, my body loves a nice big salad with good lettuce, not, you know, iceberg. I mean, iceberg lettuce is okay, but like spring mix, cucumbers, tomatoes, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I feel energized and you get a lot of vitamins. I feel good. That's good fuel for me. Mm-hmm. Now, lettuce might not agree with you. That roughage might not be something that agrees with someone else's body. That means it's not good fuel food for them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. For me, I can't eat hard boiled eggs. I can eat them all day long. Okay. They taste good.
Yeah.
They do not agree with me.
Right.
Okay. So they're not good fuel food for me.
Mm-hmm.
As you figure out what your good fuel foods are, you'll also figure out what foods taste good, but they don't necessarily feel good in your body.
Mm-hmm.
Like a big fat candy bar.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Candy bar tastes great. Big Snicker bar. What's Corinne called it? A Snicker bar. Big Snicker bar tastes really good.
Yeah.
But you get a sugar spike and then you get a low. And then you know, if you're like me, you have a bathroom problem. I mean, there's all kinds of things result from me eating a Snicker bar. So that's not good fuel. That's an exception.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Exceptions are planned just like fuel foods are planned.
Mm-hmm.
The only differentiating factor is whether or not it is good fuel for your body.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So like yesterday I put 4 cookies on my plan, but I only had 3.
Perfect.
But they were delicious and I love them and they didn't make me feel bad. Mm-hmm. And so I'm trying
the results that you want. Will having 3 cookies every day get you the results that you want?
Oh, I don't know. Probably not, but I've only been doing this for 2 days.
So right.
Maybe I need to.
But that's the next level. You can plan 3 cookies every single day if that's what you want. But then when you evaluate your results, you evaluate, you know, how you're doing on the scale. If your weight's not going down, you might need to take it to 1 cookie or 2 cookies and see if that, or, you know, 2 cookies every other day or something.
Yeah.
That's how you level up the plan.
Right. So like for me, just right now, just putting it on the plan and enjoying it without feeling like, oh my God, I can't believe I ate that.
Yeah. It's beautiful, isn't it?
Like it's a huge thing for me.
It's beautiful. So
I was just saying in the chat part, I want to keep practicing that, you know, putting my exception foods because of deprivation issues, you know?
Yeah.
So does that go under snack or how do you do that? I mean,
put it on breakfast and have it for breakfast for all I care.
Okay.
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 So when you feel overwhelmed, the best thing to do is to pick one thing and focus on it. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking to everybody who's listening to this. I heard saw somebody pop up in the chat saying they were overwhelmed too. Mm-hmm. You will not, overwhelm cannot exist when you're actually doing something. Overwhelm only exists in your mind, mm-hmm. with all the thoughts running around, and you're sitting back going, I don't know what to do. So you're not doing anything. So when you're overwhelmed, you pick one thing and you focus there. And for you, I think focusing on your plan first is a good idea.
Okay. And then if we were to apply that,
I usually recommend that anyone who's overwhelmed just go back to just focusing on their plan.
Okay. So if you were to apply that to, say, all of the material, mm-hmm. what would you, the first thing you would put is what, the success path?
Oh yeah. Yeah. You okay. don't, as a newbie, you want to do the success path first. Okay.
Right. Okay.
Now, the other stuff is bonus. In fact, I go through the success path about once every couple of months myself.
Everything, okay.
Yeah. Everything else is bonus content. Okay. So keep your focus there for sure.
Okay.
And go as slow or as fast as you want to. If you're getting overwhelmed, then, you know, put on the brakes and go back okay. and listen to something you've already listened to, or just, okay. you know, take a pause or something like that. Okay.
Okay. Now, but then I hear I downloaded the private podcast. Like, how important is that next to the success path?
Success is the most important thing.
Okay.
Okay. That's what's going to be most important. Now the private member podcast.
Yeah.
This call will be in that podcast tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay. So you can come back tomorrow and listen to our coaching. Listen
okay.
to the conversation.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah. It is really cool. Especially if you're someone who's deer in the headlights and you don't remember. Now, what did she tell me to do again? You can always listen to it again.
Yeah. That's right? me.
Okay. Lynn would say, and I agree with her, that if you had to pick something that she talks about, you know, pick some of her coaching or some of her, a Facebook Live or something like that.
Okay.
Who was it? Somebody on this call said they had Corinne, it was Sarah, had Corinne playing in the background all the time, just because they like listening to her coaching.
Yeah.
I mean, but don't overwhelm yourself with that. If you have to pick one thing, it's the success path. For yeah. sure, until you have that stuff nailed.
Yeah, I am totally overwhelming myself. So, yeah. Okay, we got it narrowed down.
Slow down and pick one path.
Okay, we'll do.
Does that feel better?
Yes. Yes, it does. Mind.
Good.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Nice to meet you.
You too. All right. Judith, you are next.
Hi.
Hello. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. What's going on with you today?
So I'm a new PNP tribe member and I'm really excited. I'm sorry?
Brand new,
like a few hours.
Wow. I'm so excited. Welcome.
And I had also wrote in the Q&A, so I'll try and be brief. I coached with another coach previously,
okay. And
I did lose weight, and it was in a group coach setting, mm-hmm. and I gained the weight back,
okay.
but I'm still coaching with that coach for other things,
okay.
but I noticed today a lot of like guilt and shame sort of popping up, like I feel guilty, like I'm cheating on my other coach with the PNP tribe. Which sounds silly when I say it out loud. And then I'm feeling a little bit of shame because it's like, oh, well, you couldn't go it alone. You weren't able to self-coach in the other program. So, like, sort of shame. Like, go ahead.
Why do you feel guilty?
Because I know that Corinne still does some work for this other coach. So part of me is like, oh no, she's going to find out and she might get her feelings hurt, which sounds really silly because I know the other coach probably won't, but that's still
feelings?
No, technically no, I can't run other people's models mm-hmm. as much as I would like to.
You say think you're the only person in the tribe who is in this other coaches program?
No, I actually like put the search button and typed in the other coaches, like the name of her program and the her name, just to see. And clearly there are other people, which helped quell my brain for like about this long.
And is the other coach's program a weight loss program?
I worked in a small coach setting with her, which was weight loss.
Okay.
And I did lose 60 pounds. Mm-hmm. And I gained them back, which is all in me, not on that coach. Mm-hmm. But part of me realizes like I need other humans. Like I love the interaction with other women and the encouragement. And when that first program ended, I didn't have that anymore. Right. And I struggled.
Okay. Was the first program realistic and doable? Something that you could maintain for the rest of your life if you'd had other people?
Yeah. I mean,
you think so?
Or
was it just all about getting the weight off?
I think it was all about getting the weight off, very much so. It probably would have. That's a great question. I don't know. I'm getting emotional. I don't think I've ever evaluated that, honestly, like whether it was something sustainable for forever. I think it was very much me people pleasing and trying to do everything perfectly. Mm-hmm. And, you know, be a success in that program and get the weight off, as opposed to really evaluating whether it was something I could do forever. Yeah.
So this is what I want you to see. I want you to see that you're choosing guilt because you're afraid of hurting someone's feelings. Like,
right,
this other person, you know, has never had anyone leave a program or seek another coach whilst, you know, so you've created this story in your head about what she might be thinking. In the meantime, you sought out a program that you want to try that might actually be something you can do for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Right. So tell me, are you thinking about staying in both programs?
I'm on the fence about it. Yeah, that's something I've been thinking about in my like thought download today, specifically in doing models on it.
Yeah. Do you think it would be a bad thing to stay in both programs?
No.
Because each has their benefit, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And I know which program you're talking about.
Okay.
I can, well, let me just say, I have a pretty good guess about.
Right.
and very frankly, I've worked that program also as a PMP team member.
Okay.
Because they focus in different areas.
Yes. And I've had amazing growth, like career-wise. Right. And financially with that other coach. Like every time I see her in person, I like make a ridiculous amount of money within the months that I see her. So like, yeah, there's other things that are affected by that program. Yes.
Right. And you know, the emphasis of that program, there is a weight loss component of that program, but there's also many other emphases in that program. Right?
I got you. No worries. Yeah.
Corinne's is focused on weight loss. Okay. So to me, you know, the blending of the two programs for you might be okay. But it's for you to decide. You are purchasing a service from Corinne and from this other coach. That's what it boils down to.
Yeah.
You decided after a year of being in PMP to leave PMP. Would you worry about hurting Corinne's feelings?
A year from now, maybe, given my personality of people pleasing, but
if it's best for you.
I honestly, this kind of like pattern is like I do this a lot with people. So I'm hoping that after a year of PNP, I get to the point where like,
yeah, you need some coaching on your people pleasing, and you can get it
yeah.
or you can get it with your other coach. But that's, you know, if you've listened to our podcast.
Yes.
Okay. So, you know, I'm a recovering people pleaser.
Yes. You're my people. Yes,
I'm your people. I spent a lot of my life trying to make sure everyone else is happy at my own expense. What I didn't realize was when I'm not happy, then it doesn't matter if anyone else is happy because I can only take care of my own happiness. Right? Yeah. It doesn't matter. You know, I can't make my husband happy. I can't make Corinne happy. I can't make Patrick, my other boss, happy. I can't make my kids happy. That's all up to them. Right? So
right.
I can try and people please and try and get them to tell me I'm doing a good job and all that kind of stuff. But those are all their thoughts. They're not mine. If you were to come to me and say, Kathy, I just think you're the best coach ever, I would get a little snap of dopamine hit, a little snap of, oh, she likes me. And then it would be gone because it's not my thought. Right? So us people pleasers also tend to be validation seekers, right? Because you're not people pleasing just because you want to make somebody happy. You're people pleasing because you want them to tell you that you're a good people pleaser.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. Oh, yes.
So you have to work on creating that within yourself. And once you're able to create that within yourself, and it doesn't happen overnight, okay? But once you're able to create that within yourself, you don't need it from anyone else. And the people pleasing stops. So back to
the question
about being guilty about taking on a second coach. You got to set that aside and decide what's best for you.
Okay.
You're just purchasing a service.
Okay. I love that thought. I'm going to borrow that from you. I'm just purchasing a service.
You can keep it.
No, I like that thought. I'm going to practice that thought. And I think in a lot of areas of my life, remembering that I'm just purchasing a service, because a lot of this comes up in like random places. And I have to remember that I'm purchasing a service.
That's right. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much.
I'm glad you joined us. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Who's next? Amica? Hope I am not butchering your name. You'll have to tell me how to pronounce your name. Tell me how to say your name.
Amaka.
Amaka. What a beautiful name. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you doing?
I'm good. I know you are brand new. I remember you in the groupie group.
Yeah. I tend to go like all in with things, which is...
That's great.
Leading to my question that I had, I've been kind of rewording it and reconfiguring it since like morning.
Okay.
And so basically I'm a person that I have a lot of goals. I'm in a career I don't like. Obviously I want to lose weight. You know, I want to move. Like there's so many things I want to do that I'm paralyzed. And I kind of use my weight as the thing that if I change that will kind of lead me to have to do the other things. And that gets me anxious as well. So I think I wrote like I put my not making advances in my life and I use my weight as an excuse. And then I have a lot of anxiety related to my weight and its implication on my life. And even the thought of it like leads me to get a knot in my stomach. And then I kind of say, well, maybe I should keep the weight on because then I won't have to worry about as much like other things, which doesn't make sense. Yeah.
So, how much weight do you want to lose?
That's the thing I don't know. I've never been thin. I'm too.
Let's say you want to weigh 160 pounds.
Okay.
Your goal.
Yeah, I'm 5'8", so yeah.
Boom. You're weigh 160 pounds. What's your next goal?
quit my job and go to, like, change my career. That's what I want to do. That's
to what?
I love to perform and sing and kind of throw myself into that.
Okay.
I've always, yeah.
Can you financially, is that reasonable? Can you financially do that?
No.
All right. So pick something reasonable, a goal that's reasonable. What would you do? If you weighed 160 pounds, what's the next step?
I probably would want to look for a job in a location that would be close to me reaching my goal. So I still have to work in the same career path.
Okay.
But you know, be somewhere else that may be more likely to help me out.
So, what kind of performing do you like?
I do improv, I sing in a choir. Okay. That's the thing. I kind of don't know anything else but my job.
And what is your job?
I'm a nurse practitioner.
Oh.
Yeah. My parents, well, this is a whole nother, my parents are immigrants, so I either had to be a doctor or a nurse practitioner. So I kind of like that was, or nurse. So that's kind of my options. So I didn't have that much experience being able to really throw myself into the performing and
okay. Stuff
like that.
So you now weigh 160 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
You've given up your medical career and you're going into improv. Okay. What does weight have to do with it?
Well, I mean, it's the industry. Like, you have to look a certain way.
Thought. You've never seen any overweight comedians. Never, ever in your whole life have you seen an overweight comedian.
I'm blind. I can't see. No, I was kidding. No. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why I use that as an excuse. It's just like, I think the weight kind of brings me into the snowball effect of my thoughts and everything else I want to do. So it kind of overwhelms me and always goes back to, let me just focus on the weight first and everything else I would keep like TBD. But it's very hard to separate my weight.
But then you get anxious.
And then
you're just going to focus on your weight.
Yeah. And it's kind of hard to separate. I tried to change careers over the summer and then I got like really bad depression at that point. So I had to say, I can't do it. I couldn't do it. So it's been.
So why does focusing on your weight
make me anxious? Mm-hmm.
There's a thought that creates the feeling of anxious.
I think the thought is, and I hope I don't cry, is I just feel like my fear, I use the weight as an excuse. So if I do lose the weight and I still don't succeed, then I just like, that's it. What's the point of me like killing myself? Try and do this, but if I it's just the one thing that I use to protect myself.
So what you've done is you've used your weight as a barrier to move forward. So if you take the weight away,
I have to face my other things
mm-hmm.
a little more head on.
So you've used it as an excuse, right? Well, you know, you hit the meat of a situation when you cry. Okay. Yeah. So you're not afraid of losing weight. You're afraid of failing. Right. And that's what makes you anxious. That fear of failure comes with anxiety.
Yeah. I don't do things if there's a chance of me failing.
Okay. But you join the tribe. And how many times have you listened to Corinne on any of her public lives? Have you?
Yeah.
So did you hear the one she did on failure?
It's probably about the time that I started listening. So I probably need to go back. Yeah.
There was one, she did it on, I think, pretty sure she did it on her public page. And it wasn't all that long ago. It's been within the last month.
Okay.
And she talked about failure and how important failure is to progress. Okay. There's two different kinds of failures. There's a worthy fail and there's an escape fail. All right. You using your weight as a barrier to, you know, meet other goals in your life is an escape failure. Okay. It's an excuse. A worthy failure is a situation where you may have failed at completing something, but you learned something from it. You used it as a learning opportunity. Okay. An example might be, have you been on this call for
yeah, the whole time.
So an example would be with the plan that we did for, I don't remember her name. I've talked to so many people tonight. It might have been Angie with the chocolate.
Uh-huh.
Okay. She creates a plan every day and it has chocolate on it or cookies for the other girl. And they actually put on weight. All right. So that the failure is in the weight gain, but the learning opportunity is that they might not need to eat chocolate or cookies every day. They might need to back that off to every 2 days or once a week or something like that. So it was a worthy fail because they learned something from it. All right. What you're doing is creating situations where you're only escape failing. Let's say you decided to, do you live in a big city now?
Yeah, I live near New York.
Okay. You live near New York. So, you know, there's all kinds of, comedy clubs in New York.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you decide one day you're going to walk into one of these comedy clubs on an amateur night and you're going to, you know, tell a story or two. And you walk in and you've got on blue jeans and a, you know, just some kind of white top. And you walk into this club and everybody's in tuxedos. Okay? So you don't make it to the stage. You turn around, you walk out, and you go, well, that was a big fat failure. I didn't even make it to the stage. Well, you could say, I'll never do that again, escape fail. Or you can say, next time I go to that club, I'm going to wear a tuxedo or I'm going to wear a ball gown or whatever, right? That's a worthy fail because you learned something from it.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So failure is an important part of progress. It helps you find the path that you need to take. And it works in weight loss. It's especially important in weight loss. And it works in all areas of your life. So I want you to go back and listen to, I want you to find that live that she did on failure, because I think that's where your hang up is. I mean, cause that's when you started crying, when you started talking about, you know, failing. You think you lose this weight?
I don't know.
You don't know.
Because I feel like I've succeeded in everything that I don't have passion in, but everything that I want to do, I've never succeeded in anything that I truly wanted to do.
Wonder why that is.
I think obligation to my family, feeling that, like, I'm the only girl and I have to, like, do well for them. So I put myself, like, way, like, too last.
It's people pleasing, right?
Yeah.
You're doing for others instead of for yourself.
Yeah, and I just get, like, stuck. Yeah, man, I have a lot to work on. Hence why I'm a therapist as well. I'm a mess.
You're not a mess. You're human.
I just want to succeed in one thing, so I just focus on, like, at least I can work on my weight loss, even if I never attain my career. That I just want to prove to myself that I can accomplish one thing.
Okay, so set yourself one small goal. What will it be? What can you do for the next week that will show that you can do something for yourself? Can you drink 64 ounces of water every day for a week?
Yeah, I was thinking that too. Yeah, I can drink the water.
Yeah. Would you be able, if you drank 64, if you said, Kathy, I'm going to drink 64 ounces of water every day for the next 7 days. At the end of the 7 days, would you feel like you had done something for yourself?
I think so, yeah.
Yes, you would. Do you drink 64 ounces of water on the regular?
Pretty, Pretty much, yeah.
Well, how about 80? Can you drink 80 for the next?
I could aim for that. Aim for 80.
How about I can do that, not aim for it?
I can do that.
Yeah. If you're used to drinking 64, then just stretch it a little bit. Make it 66 or 68. Stretch it a little bit and prove to yourself that you can do something for yourself.
Yeah.
These little wins are what we build motivation with and what we build confidence with. You know, I don't want you telling me I'm going to lose 75 pounds in the next 6 months, you know, because that doesn't seem realistic. You have to find something realistic and let it snowball up into lots of momentum and motivation. I got my eye on you, girl. Watch out.
I already signed up. I already did my registration for the April retreat, so I'll be there.
Good. Yeah. Good. You got to think about coming to the 2-day.
Before as well?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Think about it.
Yeah, I was thinking, I'm thinking about everything.
2 days with Corinne is pretty amazing. The first time we did the 2-day was in October, and it was, you could ask anybody, if you just posted in the group, you know, anybody who did the 2-day, what did you think of it? It was incredible.
Go ahead.
MJ, who was the very first caller, was in the first 2-day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I will look into that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Watch this.
Sorry, everyone, for the big mess.
It's all right. You know, Corinne says a coaching call isn't complete without making somebody cry.
Well,
took me an hour and 52 minutes.
Yeah, that's my job.
I should have called on you sooner.
I'm waiting for my groceries to be delivered. I was like waiting to raise my hand until it got here. So that's okay. Thank you so much.
You take care.
I'm okay. Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. E. Roland. Let's see what you got. Hi.
Hi. I'm brand new, just joined a couple days ago.
Okay, tell me your name.
Erica.
Erica. It's nice to meet you, Erica.
What can I do for you? Fun to put a face with the voice that I've been hearing. So I, in 2017, I lost about 30 pounds with Weight Watchers.
Okay.
And I've been listening to your podcasts. I love it. I love the thought work. I want to lose another 10 or 15 pounds, and I'm having a hard time trusting the process because it doesn't feel hard enough. So I'm just not, I believe in it, and yet I don't believe in it at the same time.
Okay. So you've done it for one day?
Right. One day. Well, that's not totally true. I have done parts of it on and off for the last year.
Okay.
Just from listening to the free stuff.
If it was easy, why didn't you just stay on?
Well, that's a good point because it's not that easy. Because making a 24-hour plan takes work and it is hard to stick with it. Huh. Well,
what happens is we get stuck in these as groupies. We teach you guys all the action steps to do. Or not all of them, some of them. We teach you some of them. You get a lot more in tribe, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you know that you need to plan. You know you need to drink your water. You know you need to get some sleep. You even know a little bit about the hunger scale.
Mm-hmm.
What you don't know about is that your brain is going to go crazy when you hit +2 and you're halfway through your meal. What do you do then? That's where it gets hard. When your brain starts going, wait a minute, I don't want to throw away the rest of this. I paid good money for it. That's where it gets hard. It's the thought work that you apply to the basics that it is where all the work is when it comes to losing a lot of weight or just the last few pounds. And honestly, when you really tune into how much food you actually need, you know, to drop those last, how many did you say, 10 or 12 pounds?
Mm-hmm.
To drop, that's where your brain's going to have a fit. You're going to be like, oh no, I've been eating more than this. Okay. So I'm not going to tell you it's hard all the time, but what I am going to tell you is learning how to deal with those, the thoughts and the excuses that come up that make you want to keep eating or eat when you're not hungry. That's where the work is.
So what I'm hearing is the food that I'm writing on my 24-hour plan that mm-hmm. seems like, oh, this isn't so tough, is probably too much food.
It might be. It might not be. Wait till you see what the results are when you weigh in.
Okay.
Okay. So have you done a starting weight with PMP?
Yes.
Okay. So on Fridays, every Friday we weigh. We have a big weigh-in thread in the tribe, and we go, you know, us coaches go through it, and you know, we look for areas that need to be coached. If you're up or maintained in that first week, you might need to look back at that plan and see what needs to be leveled up or improved upon.
Okay.
If you lost 2 pounds, then you might, you know, it might be fine. Just keep on trucking.
So here's my next question. Okay. Is it normal to be hungry within like 2 hours after eating to a plus two?
No.
And maybe I don't know what a plus two is.
It should, yeah, that could be it. It should be about 3 or 4 hours, probably closer to four. Are you eating healthy fats?
Well, like scrambled eggs, there's healthy fats in that. So I would say that that is a healthy fat.
Yeah.
So yeah, I wouldn't say I'm not avoiding fats, certainly.
Okay, you're not avoiding fats. Sometimes, especially, I don't know how old you are. I'm guessing we're close to the same age. You might be a little bit younger than I am. But as women age, our skin dries out, hair dries out, all that kind of stuff. We actually require a little bit more fat in our diets to make our bodies feel good. So that's one thing you can do to, stretch out that period of time between meals. You know, if it's only 2 hours, you can add half an avocado with your scrambled eggs, or you.
Oh, that much. Wow.
Sure. You can try it. See how it works. Maybe a quarter for you. Maybe I wouldn't eat a whole one. I'd be in the bathroom if I had a whole one.
Okay.
Or maybe you cook your eggs with a little bit of full fat cheese, or, you know, something like that. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Add a little bit of fat to your meal.
Okay.
Then it will sustain you for longer, and it'll also feel good in your body.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. I have one more. We're getting close to 8 o'clock. So this will be the last one. Grace, I'm guessing, is your name. If it's not, you can tell me. Let's see. Oh, I can't see you. I can't hear you either. Are you there?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, but I can't see you.
Wait. Okay, let me try to. I'm trying to see it. It's saying privacy. It's saying I need to go to the privacy and do something, but I have it. Shoot.
But just tell me, is it a long question or is it a quick question? I'm clicking ask to start video. I don't guess anything is coming through, huh? While you're working on that, I'm going to hit the Q&A. I still have you here, okay? Are you there? Okay. What are your tips for coming up with a word of the year? Jess wants to know. Pick a word that is meaningful to you and that motivates you. I've used believe before. I've used committed. Commitment before. Just pick a word that motivates you, that gives you something to shoot for. I think my word this year is prepared, because that's how I want to feel every single day. So Jess, that's my suggestion, is just pick a word, find a word, ask in the tribe. I think you did. I think I saw a post. And see what resonates with you. All right. Karen wants to know, what are the four circles? Is this something I'm missing or just not there yet? You're just not there yet, and that's okay. The four circles, I explained just a little bit of. They are a mechanism that Corinne uses to set a goal and break the goal down into smaller pieces that come back to your daily actions so that you can see how your actions today will help drive your goal. But there is a lesson in the success path about it, and you'll get to it shortly. Debbie says, goals. I was looking at the website for a specific goal setting paper. Is there one, or should I just use a sheet of paper? I don't know that we have a goal setting paper. You might check in the planner to see if there's something there. Otherwise, I would just write it out in your journal. Judith, we talked to. Anonymous, how many bites should you eat in a meal to feel fully feel the hunger scale? What I would suggest, Anonymous, is that you serve up your regular size portion, then you eat half of it, and you journal about it. Write down, after eating half, set it aside, take 10 minutes, and write down how your body feels. How does your stomach feel? How does your throat feel? All those kinds of things. And then evaluate it on the hunger scale. So if you've listened to the hunger scale module, she'll give you some keys to look for. If you don't think you're at plus two or satisfied yet, then eat half again more and do the same thing. Raquel, I'm brand new to the tribe. Hi, Kathy. Thank you for working on the holiday. Sure. I just completed my What Will I Commit To worksheet, and it says to post, but I'm not sure if I just post it to the main tribe Facebook page, or is there a thread designated for that in the Facebook somewhere? Thanks. I don't believe there is a thread. If you want to post it, you can. Maybe others will post along with you. Sure. Lindsay wants to know my habits behind me. This is my vision board that I did for 2019. It has the power of habits on it because I want to be very habit oriented. I want to identify, as part of my work for 2019, I want to identify the habits that aren't serving me so that I can clean those up into things that do. So it's not necessarily habits on my vision board. It's just the fact that I want to recognize, where I need to improve habits. How do I start working on self-love? People tell me how great I am. How do I truly start believing it? You start telling yourself what you love about yourself. Anonymous, I want you to write down every day in your journal or in your planner, whatever you write on, three things you love about yourself. It's going to feel hard sometimes because you don't need to repeat them a lot. You know, so today I might write down that I love my hair. Okay. Or I love that I'm a good coach. Or I love that I'm a great grandmother, a good grandmother, not a great grandmother. Okay. I love that I feel the feeling of love so easily. Okay. So that's how you start learning to love yourself, is you start looking for things to love about yourself. Roz, the tedious and powerful worksheet. I don't recall where there were instructions for this one. Are they posted? Yeah, Roz, go to the toolkit in the new website, the toolkit button. Under that, there's worksheets and workbooks, and you may find tedious and powerful there. All right. All right, Grace, I'm coming after you one more time. If I can figure out how to get this Q&A off of here. There we go. promoting you. Let's see if you've got this figured out. Oh, there you are.
Hey. It was on, my privacy was on, so sorry.
That's all right. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
My name is actually Lana. I'm the one that was posting about binge eating. And
okay. So what is this Mountain Grace?
Yeah, that's my email.
Okay. All right. Well, it's nice to meet you, Lana.
You too. I just had a quick question about the hunger and fullness.
Okay.
I go, like, I'll eat, you know, a satisfying meal with healthy fats and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then I will be full. I feel like I'm satisfied. And then I can't tell when I'm hungry again, so I won't eat. And then I'll go from, I never feel that stomach hunger, mm-hmm. but I'll go from feeling satisfied and be like, well, it's been like 5 hours, so but I'm not feeling it. And the next thing I know, I'm shaky, sweating, like, and I have higher insulin, mm-hmm. and I've been diagnosed with PCOS and prediabetes. So I've kind of always been that type to get kind of shaky. So I know I have to eat protein and fats and all that with every meal, but I can go so long without eating, but then all of a sudden I won't ever feel the stomach hunger. I'll just feel the like shaky and weird. And I'm like, I guess I better eat, you know? So yeah. I don't know.
Well, that's your hunger cue.
Yeah.
That's when your body is ready for food. So that's when you eat.
Yeah. But I don't want to get to that because it gets bad.
How long does it take to get bad? Realistic.
Like
does it instantaneously?
Yeah, it's like instant. And
but what does bad mean?
Like the shakings. I've passed out before.
Okay. How long did you shake before you passed out?
Like not very long.
It's like how long?
Probably like 10 minutes.
Okay. Can't feel that coming on at all.
Not really. Not really. Not like I'll be, I don't know if I'm just distracted or I was told by my doctor to basically eat 3 meals a day, whether I'm hungry or not, because they don't want me to get that way.
Okay. Well, that's good information to have. So yeah. 3 meals, if you eat 3 meals a day, does that prevent the shakes?
Pretty much.
Okay, then that's what you do. You eat 3 meals a day to your plus two.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
If you have medical information from your doctor mm-hmm. that you believe in and that makes you feel good, then you need to follow that information. But that doesn't mean you need to eat 3 meals a day to a 4 or a 5 or a 6 because yeah. you're afraid to get hungry.
Okay.
So for you eat those 3 meals to a plus two, and you carry some nuts or something in your pocket, you know, whatever it is, that if you start to feel shaky, you can eat until you hit plus two.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Yeah, it does. Because I was just, you know, reading, like, don't eat until you're hungry. And I'm like, well, if I do that, then sometimes it can get a little crazy.
Well, here's the thing. If you start eating an appropriate amount of food and mm-hmm. you're able to stop or at least slow down your binging, your insulin is going to level out and you're going to start mm-hmm. to feel hunger.
Yeah.
Okay. So that would be really interesting to see if over time, because what you can post in the tribe, there have been people who have come off of their diabetes medication because they have regulated their hunger and lost weight.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I had this when I was thin, mm-hmm. when I was thinner, long, you know, when I used to do Weight Watchers, but I think I wasn't eating enough fats. And so that would have, you know, probably been another problem, but.
Could be.
Yeah. And it's something that kind of runs in the family. My dad used to do this. So I'm thinking I just have to kind of.
Yeah. Eat right. It's definitely something medical that you need to pay attention to. Sure. So just eat to your two. Don't eat, you know, don't eat. Don't overeat.
Yeah.
In hopes that it's going to fix it. Because, you know, if you eat to your two, that's all your body needs.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else?
I think that's all.
All right. Well, thanks for fixing your privacy settings. It's nice to meet you.
You too.
All right. See ya.
Bye.
Bye. All right, y'all. I think we are finished here. So I'm going to close it out. It was a pleasure to spend a couple hours with you guys. And I am so thrilled that we have some new people call in. It's been an exciting week for us on the PNP team, seeing all the new people come in. So you guys have a great night, and I will see you next Tuesday. Bye.